We're about to do Down Under. Today is Waddle Day.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did. I just didn't want to do it.
It's Down Under. We got to do it. It's Aussie. Yeah. It's Aussie, bitch.
Okay, well, you can run that one.
Yeah, of course I'm fucking running it. I need to get a more Aussie co-host. Seriously, this is fucked.
I didn't want to do that one. It's a little bit too patriotic.
What can I say? I'm not a plant gay. I don't do plants.
Well.
Hate plants, hate sports, hate.
Do you do cars.
Fruit? Fruit's all right.
Okay. Well, there's our intro.
although pink Cadillac, that's all right because it's pink.
Oh my god!
I can accept that.
Okay,
get on with Waddle Day.
Well, happy Waddle Day, Sean.
Happy Waddle Day to you too, Melanie.
Oh, fuck off.
You such just... a good day.
I hate you. All right, smartass, what's a waddle? Tell all of our international listeners the importance of Waddle Day, please.
Waddle Day was intended to promote and enhance patriotism in the then new nation of Australia.
Okay, I'm going to fucking school everyone. A wattle. So it's the 1st of September. Yes, we're running a little bit late. It's been really hectic. My apologies. We're recording this on the 1st of September. The 1st of September is Wattle Day in Australia, and that is our national flower. And what a wattle is, it's a form of acacia. It's an acacia species. And it is characterized by, it's like a type of, generally the leaves are like a silver gum color. And then in sort of like spring, like so our spring is like September through to November, you have these beautiful, vibrant yellow buds of flowers, and they're amazing. And some wattles do flower in winter. So if you go up to the Blue Mountains when it's like a snow day, and when they do have snow days, it is like a proper snow, you have this amazing just, you know, backdrop of just driving up through the mountainside where it's covered in snow, and then you just have these bright yellow flowers just popping out of the snow, and it's pretty bloody amazing. And that's why whenever we do sporting events, our colors are green and gold. It's because of the wattle flower. And you can actually use the wattle flower to make teas and things like that. That's what the Indigenous peoples of Australia do with it. I've made tea with it, and it is very, very good. I've made like a chai out of it, and it's fantastic. Now, are you a plant gay, Sean?
I mean, sure. Yeah. Seems like there's a lot of reasons for Waddle Day online, too. They're also saying apparently in the First World War, waddles were given to wounded soldiers.
Hey, I'm just trying to keep it Aussie.
So they're super passionate about waddles in Australia.
I'm trying to keep it Aussie, mate.
There's also a really important street called Waddle Street in the city.
Oh, okay. I have a wattle that I have a wattle tree that I planted in my backyard. I think I talked about this on a previous, I might have been a UK versus the world thing. I purchased a wattle tree.
Mm.
And I've planted in the backyard. I think it's going to flower, and I'm so fucking excited. Because it's going fucking gangbusters in the backyard. But I made the mistake of Googling the specific species of wattle at my workplace. Not a good idea. Because I have what they call a golden shower wattle.
And that's the kind of wattle day I like.
And
Waddle, they got interesting, honey.
I think they call it gold. They call it the golden shower because the flowers are more tubular. So if you look up a normal, like I guess a standard acacia wattle or just wattle flower, you'll see that they're like balls, like golden balls. But this particular variety, it's like the flowers are tubes, if that makes any sense. Mm. But anyway.
Golden shower tubes.
Oh my God. You got to get into plants, mate. But next time I see you, which I hope will be soon, it was meant to be tomorrow, but I accidentally double booked myself. Next time I see you, I will make you a wattle chai. How's that sound? It's very good for you. It tastes great.
Mm-hmm. Spring celebrations.
Now, we are up to, what number episode is this? This is like, what, 5?
Yeah, I think.
Of Drag Race Down Under? Sure is. Bosom Buddies. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We open the episode with, Beverly Kills thinking that she's king shit because she's been in the bottom 2 weeks in a row and she hasn't gone home yet. So she's like, oh my God, I'm like the lip sync assassin.
Yeah.
And
and then they're all like, wait till 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a lip sync assassin just because you win twice.
Yeah.
Dude.
It always happens.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then Minnie leaves us some drama on the mirror.
Oh, she does. Oh my God. That was so pretty shady. Funny. So basically what she's saying is she only likes Kiwis. She doesn't like Aussies anymore.
Yeah.
Which I mean, let's be honest. I think Kiwis are a lot sweeter than Aussies are.
They're probably more chill.
They're a lot more sweeter in nature. Yeah. Whenever I've, like, a lot of my Kiwi friends, I find them to be a lot sweeter in nature compared to this rough and tumble idiot over here. I'm talking about me. Not talking about you, because in my mind, you're not Australian. I'm learning that in the podcast. You're just very anti.
You're not going to edit that out. Okay.
No. No, you're right, mate. You're Aussie. You're in like a Newtown gay or whatever.
I'm just a not very patriotic person.
I mean, I say this, but I was quite embarrassed.
That probably sums it up quite well, really.
Yeah. I didn't really, I mean, let's be honest. For a very long time, I didn't particularly like being patriotic. I thought being patriotic was, you know, going to all the sporting events and, you know, just being pretty much a bogan. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, no, it's actually about just being, you know, proud of, you know, your surroundings, as in like, you know, just finding your place and embracing, you know, all. I love Australia in the sense of like the nature and all of that sort of stuff. I just think it's very cool. I think we're very unique. People, hit and miss.
Mm.
Depends.
Yeah.
Depends.
I mean, it's probably like that everywhere.
Now, we're on... we are, I guess, the next day in the workroom. Oh, wait, no, go back to Minnie. So Minnie hates Aussies.
Yeah.
She totally hates Aussies now.
Yeah, most people thought it was really shady that she left Hannah out.
I think it's shady.
You didn't really see any drama with her. We didn't really see any drama with her and Hannah. But I don't know.
In my mind, Hannah's Miss Congeniality. No one hates her.
She would have worked with her in Sydney for sure. But
yeah, it was a bit.
Who knows?
Yeah. But, you know, Hannah being a good sport, obviously, Beverly Kills was very distressed by it, as you could tell.
Yeah.
And Molly was a bit like, oh, that's rude. And Hannah was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Rue comes in and announces the next mini challenge. Not mini challenge. There is a mini challenge. Oh, shit. It's so bad. This is so embarrassing. The reading challenge. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to, the world is going to see this and they're going to be like, Aussies aren't funny. And Aussies are bitchy. And at this rate, I'm kind of tired of defending us because I'm like, you know what? You're right. We're not funny and we're all assholes. Except for me and Sean.
Yeah.
But I'm not Aussie. Well, he's not Aussie, so.
Yeah.
No, he's Aussie. It's just, you know.
I am Aussie. I'm just like unpatriotic Aussie.
I wouldn't even necessarily say that I'm absolutely patriotic. I don't think. I don't know. I'm not patriotic in the way that I guess we're conditioned to be. I don't know. I'm more so just like, yeah, as I said, I'm all for the animals and the nature and stuff and just be, and you know, just.
If you're just Aussie culture, I don't know, or Australian life culture, knowledge, stuff.
Yeah, I think I just know what's Aussie. I don't know. But I used to be very ashamed of my, we've talked about this previously, but I used to be very ashamed of my voice and I would change my voice when I was around certain people.
Mm.
And I would change, I would try not to swear as much and I would try, or I would try and use different curse words and whatever. But now I'm like, ah, fuck it. I'm awesome. So whatever.
Yeah.
So this reading challenge.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened? I thought Spanky was bad too. I thought Spanky would at least have.
Yeah, I would have thought Spanky would do well. It was
Hannah
like,
was fine.
Yeah. I don't know if the editors were just shady to Yuri and were like, we're going to use the joke that you already said.
It was really bad.
That was a bit, I think that was mean of the editors. I'm sure she had one other joke at least.
What planet is Beverly on when she was like, I was trying to, I had this really hilarious sex joke. And now it looks like I want to have sex with Queen Kong and it's really gross. And I'm like,
yeah, that one.
What was the
land.
Joke?
Yeah.
What was the joke? What's the punchline? Tell me.
The punchline was she wants to have sex with him.
Like, what the fuck? It was so.
Yeah.
But Queen Kong's approach was pretty much just sick burn, mate. Sick burn.
Yeah, Queen Kongs were just the best by default.
Well, yeah, but that's all Hannah's... Reed has to be. It's just all it is. It's just a playback. Like all it is, it's just throwing it back. It's just exposing what we already see.
Yeah,
and poking fun at it. That's all it is.
Yeah, and Hannah's were all right. I expected a bit more, but.
Yeah. How would you, do you have any reads for me?
I'm terrible at doing them off the bat though.
Okay.
I'm like I don't know. I have to already be in reading mode. You know what I mean? Like once I'm on that roll, I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah. Could do that. Just like Melanie, Aussie culture expert. But is she though? It was a terrible read, but you know.
Totally what? Yeah. Melanie, I enjoyed watching you in the wet t-shirt contest, but I felt like you were only getting us 50% because I've only got one boob. Okay, that would land properly. It's a bit too smart.
Yeah, it's all about like how they're delivered and how they're worded.
I think a lot of them, they just need to be replies.
Yeah. I think in previous seasons, a lot of them probably just like had an out they at very least like had a like framing or whatever of like how their reads probably were gonna go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, that's right. And Yuri said that Aubrey gave her her reads.
Oh, what? Oh my god.
Apparently they didn't work very well.
Don't take other people's reads.
That was nice of her.
Don't take other people's reads.
It's nice of her to leave them for her, but yeah.
I don't know. I think the best reads are the ones that they don't have to be complicated. I mean, I gave really bad examples, but I mean, hey, those reads were better than the ones that they delivered to us. Like a lot of them just, they didn't make any sense at all. They weren't poking fun at anything.
What do they call that thing? Like when drag queens read to kids? Oh, we wouldn't know because our drag queens can't read. So.
That's a good one. I like that. Oh, good on you, Sean. Now, Queen Kong wins. No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah.
And the challenge is they're told that it is a rusical and they get to pick their teams. They get into teams of three. And Queen Kong is not a fuckwit.
Oh, was it a rusical or was it just like a girl group thing again?
Oh, sorry. Girl group, not rusical. Oh, that was the last episode. Sorry. It was a girl group challenge.
Yeah.
And Queen Kong is not dense. So she was just like, oh, Spanky and Hannah, duh.
Yeah.
And then we're left with, as Molly put, or who said that, Yuri said, the eyebrowless freaks.
Oh, that's right. Poor Yuri had to shave her eyebrows after she had her eye infection. So she had to shave her eyebrows off in order to get ready in 45 minutes. Poor thing.
So sad.
It's funny.
Yeah. I would have hated this challenge. Because I can sing, but I can't dance. So, I don't know.
This one depends too, because it's not like, I don't know, the dancing doesn't have to be that complicated.
No.
To be good for this one.
Yeah. And we can get more into that in a moment, but straight away we have Queen Kong. She's nominated as leader of her team.
Yeah.
And Bev nominates herself as leader of the other team because she can dance. I'm starting to get the vibe that Bev is quite cocky. Not confident, just cocky. And it's become quite evident in the last probably three episodes, if you include this one. But straight away, she's like, oh, well, I dance. So it makes sense for her to be like, oh, I can choreograph. But I don't think she really wants to consider other people's opinions or contributions. Do you think the same?
It is a bit that, yeah. It's like she's talked about being really afraid and things like that and had like her vulnerable moments. But yeah. It's like her go-to is to be the one taking charge and taking control.
Yeah. And I mean, they haven't really, I mean, I have seen elements of it in the earlier episodes, but like the first one and the second episode in particular, when they're doing like the prisoner, rip-off
acting challenge,
the acting challenge. Yeah. But, I don't know if she works that well in a team. I think Queen Kong's approach when they started mapping everything out, that's kind of how I would like to map things out, unless I'm teaching a class, which is very different. But if you're in a team project with somebody or some other people, it should be more collaborative.
Yeah. I think it needs to be like a safe space where you all can contribute in no judgment kind of way, or you all trust one another.
There's a tiff. There is a tiff.
There is a tiff.
Tiff is an Aussie slang word for a fight. because Bev is trying to show her team choreography, which, to be frank, it looks like the Bev show. She's like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And Queen Kong, Spanky, and Hannah can see what's happening because the other two look so fucking uncomfortable. They've got a fucking rod up their ass and just not knowing what's going on. And then they kind of were smart asses in clapping. They probably shouldn't have done that, but, you know, whatever. It's a tiny workroom. Producers would have been probing. And Bev fucking claps. She goes off where she's like, well, why don't you do something on the spot? No, 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 no. And then Queen Kong's like, mate, step off. I could see straight up, like, these two are not going to walk out of this episode as pals.
Yeah.
We got a fucking chihuahua going off at the Rottweiler, and the Rottweiler is going to sit on you and squash you.
Yeah, Queen Kong didn't seem happy with it this time.
I wouldn't have been happy either. I would have been like, mate, it's not about that. We're doing this thing and you're doing that thing. I don't like how I think what Bev is trying to do, I could be wrong, I think what she's trying to do is be playful, is trying to sort of be playful and create competition, but it's just coming across as quite aggressive.
Yeah.
So I think that's the issue. Because I would have read that as just being really aggressive as well. Be like, dude, don't tell me what to do. I actually remember when I was at X Factor, there was this guy and he was like, we were like sitting around waiting for cameras to start rolling and stuff. And he kept on just singing. And then he'd walk up to people and he'd be like, sing to me. I want to know my competition. He actually said that to me too. And I just laughed at him. And I said to him, trust me, you don't want to hear me sing. And he goes, oh, you're not that good, huh? I'm like, yeah, you don't want to hear me sing until the competition. And then I sang, and then he's like later in the challenge, and he was like, oh, well, you were like the best one. I'm like, yeah, see, I told you. Just play it cool, cucumber, mate. But anyway, it's just competition pressure really gets to people in different ways.
Yeah.
It is kind of like cooking popcorn. Really. Some kernels pop sooner than others, and some don't pop at all.
Yes.
You haven't cooked popcorn, have you?
I have.
Okay. Well, it makes sense. It's not a very Aussie thing to do, to cook popcorn.
Yeah. It used to be like a thing, didn't it? In the either microwave or the stove.
I did on the stove, and then I make a maple glaze coating for it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no. I'm maple. Pretty much a genius.
I love maple. That's very Canadian.
It is, but you know, I embrace all cultures, Sean, not just my own.
You're like, because Australia is a multicultural one and free country.
That was a sentence. Australia is a multicultural one.
Well, you see, no, I don't know if you know that about
Australia, but we're a multicultural society. Get into it.
Yeah, but I added half of that little line from the national anthem that got changed. One and free. When we performed it at the national anthem at just as this singing gig I did, we performed it at the UTS, no, not UTS, Southern Cross graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we like practiced or even just before, we were like, remember one and three, guys. It's so hard not to just.
It's muscle memory.
It's muscle memory. We all just naturally want to say young and free. We're like, one and free.
But they didn't really make a big deal about it changing either.
It was sort of like it was announced and someone performed it once and then you never hear about it again. But yet again, I mean, unless you're in a school or, I don't know, some other environment where you're actually going to sing the national anthem regularly, you're not really going to do that much with it anymore.
Yeah.
It's only like, I feel like high school kids now, and high school and primary school kids now might actually get it cemented into their head because they're seeing it once a week.
Yeah.
But
then they don't know what they're actually singing because it's just, you know.
Oh, yeah, you don't absorb it.
It's like, you know, a Catholic doesn't go to church for 10 years. All of a sudden they're at a funeral and they know all stuff. My father won't even know a little bit.
Plus, we've always had a national anthem that's just kind of that thing we had to sing as kids. Whereas, like, yeah, we don't have, like, a fun one.
Yeah.
We don't have one, yeah. And we don't have that cool culture where you can just make riffs out of the whole thing and forget what the actual melody is.
Mm. Yeah.
I wish we had that. That'd be so much more fun.
It would be a lot more fun.
We don't have any Fergies giving us, like, the worst performance in the world that's actually iconic because it's so bad.
Oh, fuck. It's so bad. Yeah.
It's so bad, but it's almost good. It's not good. Like, yeah. Stop. It's not good.
The guitarist from The Doors. Have you seen the guitarist from The Doors try and play the national anthem a while ago on YouTube?
No, I would love that.
That is so bad. He's trying to do it on slide guitar, and it is atrocious. And I'm just like, oh my god, who? God, it's so bad. I mean, I don't like The Doors, but yeah, I was just like, dude, this isn't a thing. This shouldn't be a thing. Now, we're in the recording booth, and do you have... So, I think the first group that go in first are Babs. So, Hannah, Spanky, Queen.
Yes.
What do you think of this group as a collective?
Oh, good.
Oh, these guys won. These guys are the fucking winners this week. Good chat, Sean. Good chat, Melanie. You know, end of episode.
Yeah.
They won.
Yeah, they won the recording process. They, yeah, they nailed it all.
I felt for Hannah because Hannah actually did very well for someone that doesn't rap, doesn't sing. But when Michelle's like, enunciation. And she's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. Spanky isn't a terrible singer. I would be wrong to say that Spanky is a great singer because she's not. But she had a couple of notes that could be, you know, that could be tweaked in the producing and sound not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I reckon if she had some lessons, you could get a great singer out of her.
Yeah.
Like, great potential there. Queen Kong rapping. Oh! She really came out to just, as I said, Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Is ready to fuck up the Chihuahua. That's what's going to happen. I'm here to see this. You fucking fuck that Chihuahua till it splits in two like a toothpick.
Yep. The Rottweiler leaped.
But yeah, I feel like you could tell that these three had chemistry, firstly, but also they did actually work together because even all of the verses, they weren't the same. There was variation, there was texture, there was like, you know, there was texture, there was complementary sounds, but they weren't matchy-matchy. Nothing clashed. It all just worked together.
Yeah, they were all giving their own thing and they were each supporting it. Like, it worked.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. And Hannah had the right, it was nice when Hannah was like, you know, this is her week and, you know, we're so glad that she's like excelling and this is like her time.
Yeah. So,
good on you, Hannah. And I think this is what it needs to be. I think like if I was in a competition like this, I'd be like, you know what, mate? Like, good for you. Like, I'd be all like, oh, I want to win everything. But, you know, just kind of acknowledge when people are doing well. Don't, like, kick people when they're down. Or don't kick people when you're not doing that well, Bev. It's not how that works.
Yeah.
Now, we get into the next team.
Yes.
Bev can't sing. Nor can Bev rap. I think she thinks she can. This fucking sourdough bread over here.
Yeah, she's very confident.
Oh, I'd say she's very cocky. Because I think there is a difference between confidence and cocky. Confidence, you need to, you know, be able to back it up. Cocky is just arrogance. You're nothing to back it up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cocky whenever we go bowling. If I go bowling, we go, I'm fucking smash you. I'm going to fucking smash you. I crack the shit to my teammates for not being good. I'm like, oh my God, you guys suck. Blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, I've got one pectoral muscle and I suck at bowling. That's being cocky.
Are you
and arrogant. That's a difference.
Are you using the roller as well?
No, I don't. I just get a really... I can bowl, but I use like the lightest ball possible.
Yeah.
And then I use like both hands to like... I still put like my fingers in the holes, but then yeah, like I sort of just use both hands to weight it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually quite like bowling.
Yeah, bowling's fun.
But yeah, I've always got to use like the light ball.
Yeah.
I just use a tennis ball.
You just come in with like, actually not even one of their ball. You just come in with like one of those like air, like those blown up like basket.
I just come in with like a ping pong ball.
we have these kinds of balls at work, like but like soft basket. They're like not even quite basketballs though. They're just air like soft balls.
Thank God. They sort of said that Molly recorded quite well.
Yeah, apparently one take wonder.
I don't know what they were listening to. Because I was just like, okay, she's trying to Americanize this. We're in Down Under, mate.
I was actually thinking it, like when Michelle was like, oh yeah, sometimes she can get in one take. I was kind of thinking like, if they produce something that's not good after that, like how shady is that going to be? I mean, thankfully Michelle wasn't like, so you did awful in the recording studio. Yeah. I think she didn't say that, so I guess they, yeah. But yeah, I was like, that's interesting.
I felt really bad for Yuri because I was like, she's clearly not a musician.
Struggle town, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you're in the bottom, mate.
It was, yeah, that was hard. It was like, I think, yeah, she has her, yeah, this was her week of not her expertise levels, I think.
Yeah.
Which is hard. That's going to happen at some point.
Yeah. Now we're on the main stage and we have Queen Con, we have Team Babs doing choreo. And the choreography, look, I'm not saying that I can do this because I can't dance. This is something, well, actually, when I'm looking at it, this is something that it's not too complicated. It's not too complicated. It's very streamlined. It just looks good.
Yeah.
That's all it needs to be. Girl groups are going to look cohesive, mate.
For a girl group, that's all you need to do.
Yeah. You don't need to be, you know, breakdancing or whatever.
Yeah, you just sell it.
Yeah. I think Queen Kong took the right approach, just kind of looking at who she's got, being like, okay, This is your level of capability and skill set. This is what you guys can do competently without, you know, feeling. Because the thing is, it's not like you're going to teach someone a dance move and they're going to get it straight away. They're very rarely going to. So she gave them choreography that they could learn. It would take them a little bit of time to learn it, but it was achievable. Like it was a realistic expectation.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
like struggle state.
Can you use an Australian like metaphor, please?
We have states in Australia, Melanie. We are just like everywhere else in the world. And the struggle is real.
Okay.
Might be a struggle bus. Would that be acceptable?
No. It's going to be more Aussie than that.
Okay, a struggle dunny.
They are. Let me think of something very Australian. I'm making it up, by the way. Let's just say that they were walking through Alice Springs trying to find like the snowy mountains. They were totally going the wrong direction.
They were like, where's the sign for Threadbow?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can't see it.
Yes. They were a kangaroo without a pouch. They were Yeah, they were fucked.
They were like, it's not as cold as we were expecting.
I think this is shady. I'm going to tell you why. I think this is shady for Electroshock in season one of Down Under. Mm. You seem confused, and I'm going to tell you why.
Actually, I'm imagining.
They had a very similar challenge.
Oh, is it because they did the opposite of what they did to Electroshock in this season?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
And it was clear to me that Bev didn't particularly give a fuck about her teammates' capabilities. She did not have realistic expectations. She was like, I am Beverly Kills and I will be, you know, dancing alongside Beyonce and some other person that can dance and sing quite well.
Mm.
Her expectations were just so far removed. And like the other queens were not getting it. And she was just like, well, I don't care. You got to get it.
Yeah. And she wasn't, it's like she wasn't really willing to adapt it.
Nope.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah, it's strange. It's kind of like, I feel like if you were going to do that, you have to be willing to put the work in to teach them how to do it.
Yeah. I think she knows. I think she knew that these queens cannot dance like her. And I think she wanted to show off. So there was a part of me that I was like, oh, you're going to land on the bottom again and then you're going to go home. So slack.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking that a bit. I was kind of like, either she's going to be in the bottom again for not leading her team well, or she's going to shuck them two in the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because clearly the other team isn't going in the bottom.
It's the next day in the workroom now. Yes. And there's another blow up.
Yeah, here we go again.
Here we go. Beverly is like, I'm not happy that Queen Kong, you're not perfect all the time. I'm not happy that you got pissed off at me. And you need to be kind and beautiful at all times. And I'm incredibly disappointed in you.
Yeah, she was basically like, the thing is, you seemed like you were a really nice person in the first couple of episodes. And like, you were like the perfect being that's like never going to snap at anyone.
But then
or
when
defend
I snapped
themselves or anything.
And then when I was a smart ass to you, you like, you know.
Then you changed my view and you put me in my place. How dare you?
So there's a bit of a common theme here. She has incredibly unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
Just as a whole, this whole episode, her storyline is she is the Veruca Salt of this season and has unrealistic expectations.
Daddy.
Daddy, the queen was not nice to me.
Queen Kong seems like she was a lovely queen. He would never snap at a fly.
I'm glad that Queen Kong snapped back at her.
Me
because,
too.
Dude, she's not... And she's like, well, I wasn't here for you yesterday. And also, you're just deflecting and you're just being a dickhead. So I'm going to tell you. And I'm like, yeah, queen, you fucking tell her.
Yeah.
She's being a dickhead.
Everyone has a line or a limit and you crossed it.
I always said to her, I'm like, okay, so I'm not allowed to react when you're being a dickhead. Is that right? Or
it was very much like a lift, raise your shoulders. Yeah, I don't know what you want.
This is stupid.
Are you mad because I was a human being?
I can't handle people that don't like reactions. Like, they do the shitty, like, one, like, yeah, person 100%. A, person A does shitty thing and they know they did shitty thing. Person B reacts. Who's a bad person? Person B for reacting.
Yeah.
Like, dude, for fuck's sake.
Especially when it wasn't even that big a reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a moron.
I hate that. Absolutely hate that. Yeah. It's that. Yeah. Or they act like they're shocked that they reacted and you're kind of like.
It's just juvenile and stupid and I haven't got time for it.
Yeah. No time for that shit.
As Cartman says, you got a lot of sand in your vagina. That's what I would say. Bev, you sound like you've got a lot of sand in your vagina. I suggest that you douche that shit out. But not here, please, because sand gets everywhere. So what I'm saying is, I've got fucking time for you. Deal with sandy vagina issues elsewhere. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
Douche out the sand. The vagina sand.
That's what I would say.
Like, I don't have any more time for your vagina sand.
Yeah. And then on day two, if she turned around and said, I can't believe that you said that I had sand in my vagina, I would say, I didn't say that. I said that Cartman said that. I was merely just quoting what a fictional character says on South Park. Don't misquote me. But also, you were saying your vagina.
And then you're like, there's also a thing called metaphors in this universe.
Yep.
A look metaphor it up. Is something that you could look up.
Yeah. Have you been learning that? Or haven't you learned about metaphors in school yet?
Yeah. Well, knowing about metaphors would require being able to read, which none of you can do.
Hey, that's a good read, Sean. Now we get to the challenge. First group, fucking flawless. I actually quite like this song. It reminded me of like...
good song.
Reminded me of early to mid 2000s pop song.
The moment the first group went on, it was like UK season one flashback.
It was very good, this song.
Yeah.
Buzz and Buddies. Na, 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 na,
da. A good song.
I'd love to know who sings on these tracks. I know Michelle like sung on a couple singer. Of them.
This one sounded a little bit like Charlie XCX. But
yeah. It was really good.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Team one can't fault it.
Yeah. Like, this reminded me of the UK season. UK.
Oh, actually, no. I can't. I do have one.
And, break up, bye-bye.
I do have one fault.
What's the fault? Spanky's outfit?
Spanky looked bad.
Yeah.
Spanky, wear something that fits. What's going on?
But she was living her best life.
Oh yeah, so. Like she looked. Yeah.
I mean, I've just got a still right now of her eyes and her pout, and I'm like, oh, she was living.
Yeah, she was doing it. Oh, that group was perfect. That was a girl group. They all cohesively worked well together.
Yeah.
Second team thoughts go.
The Beverly Show.
Yeah. Even the fact that, you know, how they started, like...
The Hundivas is a very good name. That's the end.
Well, they started their performance with Molly lip-syncing a little bit, and then they had Yuri, and then they had Bev. I think Bev wanted to stand out, which... Yeah. A part of me was like, I hope you're in the bottom, because that's what happened to Electroshock.
Yeah. In reality, I think they just wanted to keep Karen from finance around. So they were just like, which is going to slaughter Electra again.
Yeah, I think they really wanted to push Karen to the top, and then they're like, oh, wait, she's not that great. They realized too late. She's great, by the way. Karen, you're great. It was just not a great season of Drag Race.
Yeah, oh, she's a great queen. She just didn't do that well on the show.
Yeah, it wasn't a great season.
Yeah.
But any concerns with that group specifically? Because there's only going to be a bottom two.
I mean, it was really just like Molly didn't stand out enough and Yuri clearly struggled.
Yeah, Yuri still looked like she had fun though.
Her look was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was hard, but you could tell just process of elimination. It was pretty obvious that Molly and Yuri, unfortunately.
What did you think of RuPaul's runway look?
Hang on. Give me a still of it.
We skipped ahead, so just.
Oh, I see the color of the dress.
My God.
Good.
What color is it, Sean?
Oh, I leave that to the color expert. But it's cute.
I hate it. It didn't look like it fit properly on the hips. I don't know.
It's not as Kmart as every other look, but. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm looking at Move. Sorry, I changed my mind.
I just saw
the back of it. Just sort of like the underlining.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Area. I'm like, oh, okay, no.
No, it doesn't look like she.
The back, the underline part, the underline part of it is like, oh, whoa, cheap. That does not look expensive.
Runway theme.
I think Rue lost his luggage in the mail.
Maybe. Who knows?
I mean, it happens to everyone now, so.
Australia Post has still got it. Runway theme is chains.
Yes. Which is, yes, they must have gone for a theme with their actually Australian lip sync song for a change.
Did any of these scream chains to you?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, Spanky had chains on hers.
I think a lot of these had chains on them, but they weren't chains.
Yeah, they were all very loose with the theme.
Yeah.
Yuri's
I would have wanted
perfect.
A chainmail dress. That's what I would have wanted to see.
Oh, yeah. Yuri's was perfect, though. I loved Yuri's.
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite. That one and Hannah Conda again. Hannah Conda's was very Jean-Paul Gaultier. I think she actually said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah, it was very good.
Loved Hannah's.
I had a boyfriend that used to wear Jean-Paul Gaultier perfume. It is very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this like pepper sort of like, yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, actually, I liked Queen Kong's this time. It wasn't bad.
Upon reflection, I think that was the only thing I liked about that boyfriend, actually. His cologne.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, definitely need to discuss that in therapy. But yeah, anyway, none of these really screamed chains as such.
Yeah. Although, I mean, that is a very vague theme.
Well, I mean, I said chainmail dress.
Yeah, but I mean, when you say theme is chains, it doesn't exactly scream, okay, so I have to wear this and this alone, or it has to be this thing, this exact idea.
You just said it was
very vague. Am I someone who is stereotypically chained to a wall? Should I be a prison inmate?
The fuck? Just chainmail.
What, is that it though? Is that the whole?
Well, no, but I mean, it's a fabric. It's like a material that you can use to make a garment.
I mean, you said the theme was chains. No one said the theme was chainmail.
Yeah, but chainmail is literally tiny chains that make up a material. These were in the bloody medieval days.
What about big chains?
Well, then you can accessorize with big chains if you want.
What about medium-sized chains?
You can also accessorize with medium-sized chains if you want. Hey, also, there's a lot of options. I think.
What about rights and
rights?
That like the chains. What's better the.
Mate, if you're trying to say that I've got that straights have got more rights, and that's why I have more ideas about chains, and you've got another thing coming.
No, I was
is that what you're trying to say?
I was looking for the word. I kept thinking metaphor. I'm like, no, that's not the word. Symbolic. You can hardly say that belts aren't a form of chains because they are chaining your pants to your body.
No, a chain is formed by links.
Yeah,
the belt is not always made of links.
But they have one.
It's made of a piece of fabric with holes in it and a buckle.
A link.
Do I need to get you a book on chains? Is that what I need to do? Do I need to send you to some sort of seminar on chains? Is that what you're getting at here? Is that what I'm getting you for Christmas? I mean, I was going to get you something actually enjoyable, but hey, if you don't know what the fuck a chain is, then I feel like it's my responsibility with my privilege to educate you.
I think we both need to submit a 2,500 word essay on whether chains are vague or not.
Yeah, look, dude, I'm just going to send you a chain mail with a referral to this chain seminar. Okay. If you forward it on to 5 people, good luck will come your way. Okay.
Okay, send it.
Yep, cool. Fucking idiot.
And I will send you an essay.
Please don't. Just send it to 5 other people. Who did you think was the worst runway? What the fuck was happening with Spanky? She can't have lost that much weight.
Yeah.
I think I lost the most weight I've ever lost in a short period of time. I lost 13 kilos in 3 weeks when I went to the UK. But that was because I was walking everywhere. I would walk all day. 4 weeks, I would walk all day. So that makes sense to me. I didn't fucking walk in that much. This would probably be like... Yeah, she wouldn't have dropped that much weight in that much time.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Just pad it out. You've got sofa lounges in Untucked. Just fucking shove a sofa lounge in your pants.
I think she probably had this
stuff. She doesn't wear pants. That's the problem. She can't fit a fucking lounge in there.
I reckon she probably had this stuff made and she just doesn't... She didn't have anyone to do... readjustments. I don't know.
Mate, that's crazy. I also hated Beverly Kills look again.
Yeah.
I really hated it. This is messy. Which is like, it's inspired by Britney and Justin Timberlake. So I'm like, okay, that's great. But they didn't wear chains. What the fuck? Do they spell chains differently? Do people from Brisbane spell chains as in D-E-N-I-N? Oh my God, you don't know what I spelt then. Are you kidding me?
I had to think about it.
What did I spell, Sean?
Denim.
Okay. Fuck, that was a worry. You just looked off camera and you're like, what the fuck did she spell? Oh my God.
But I was also looking for a still of what Beverly was wearing. They don't show her much, actually. Funny.
So they're in the Untucked and they're trying to figure out who's in the bottom. I mean, I think it's obvious it was going to be Molly and you're a guy just because the critiques kind of indicated that it was probably going to be the two of them. And then Bev is all like, oh, I think we're all going to be safe. And you're like, Bev, stop. Just
shut up, Bev.
Shut up.
I liked that Yuri was like...
yeah. Yeah, just sometimes you just need to let people feel the way they feel. I think sometimes what can happen is some people go, you know what, it'll be fine. You know, maybe that won't happen or whatever. And sometimes like that is valid. Like if someone's going through, I don't know, like a state of depression or something or a state of anxiety, you might want to like, you know, I mean, as in like mental health issues. You might want to, you know, go, well, you know what? That's not necessarily true because, you know, remember this thing and this thing and this thing. That's actually being productive and trying to help the person out of that state, right? But when someone's like, hey, I think I'm in the bottom, there's no point being like, no. When it's highly likely, yeah, probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, just let them feel their feelings.
Just let them feel their feelings, mate.
Like, just because, like, you're probably safe for the first time ever.
Yeah.
But,
Babs wins, and Queen Kong looks so satisfied.
Yeah.
Like, Hannah and Spanky are like, fuck yeah, this is amazing. And Spanky's just like, I know. Like, how good's that?
Yeah. It was well deserved.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm glad they gave it to all three of them. It was good.
Yeah, me too. Fuck, Bev looks like a mess. They just like zoomed in on her face and she looks so stoked because she knows she's not going to have to lip sync. But she looks like rubbish. Who's dressing this person? Like, the first 2 weeks, she looked great. The last three, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, these looks have gone downhill.
The red, the goth thing and the lion thing and now this thing. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Who hurt you? Like...
Did you have a falling out with the designer of the first couple of weeks?
Who the fuck hurt you? It's not good.
Like, did you have a fight with the designer that did the first two tests, and then, and then have to get a new one, and then had an argument with them, and then they submitted crap ones out of resentment?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Now, Bev is safe. I'm pissed off.
Yeah. But we knew it was going to happen, probably.
So annoying. I'm sorry, Electroshock. You really got taken for a ride.
Oh, yeah, right. That was so... Yeah, Electroshock would probably be watching this episode being like, fuck me then.
Yeah, she totally got taken for a ride. They really wanted her to have this, like... Yeah, they really just wanted to have this shonky... shitty, yeah, I don't know. They didn't want her to win.
Yeah, they wanted her to have some type of, like, down struggle narrative.
Okay, we get to the lip sync song. Sean, do you know this lip sync song?
Of course I do.
What is it?
Chains by Tina Arena. I almost said a different name.
Yeah,
I 100% know this song, though, because we listened to this song every single Saturday for my entire childhood.
It was massive when we were children's.
Yes. We didn't listen to the remix, but yes.
I am annoyed they did the remix. I'm glad that they... Well, I'm not glad, sorry. I understand...
The original is better, yeah.
I understand why they did a remix because, you know, gay. But I really wanted the original because that has fucking power.
Yeah.
That song, oh my God. Like, I think that song should have been world famous.
Yeah.
It's such a great song.
They tried to make it world famous. I think she performed it in America and stuff, but for some reason they just weren't living for her. Yeah, I think at the time they were referring to her as like the competition with Celine Dion. But yeah, I don't know why they didn't embrace her.
Look, the thing is with the American market is very hard. Yeah. It is. I think any sort of overseas market, it's very hard to penetrate because American music is very much based on trends and what's happening at that time. Like you think about it. I mean, I was listening to this, this Daniel Johns podcast documentary, the one that I was talking about, I don't know, 9 months ago. And he was talking about the Diorama album, how that's all very like orchestral and whimsical. And in my mind, the best album that's ever come out in my lifetime. And the American, like, you know, the American record label was like, nah, you have to bin it. We want a hard rock record. You know, and they wouldn't play it. They wouldn't play it in America for like a year or something because it just wasn't what other people were doing.
Yeah,
like that they are quite conservative in what they want, you know what I mean? They have a particular structure, and I guess I think the music industry in a way it's gotten worse because you mean you listen to a lot of these artists and they do kind of sound the same. There's only a couple of artists that sound different, like your Billie Eilish's, but even then, like, some of her music sounds very poppy.
Yeah, and even that, yeah, it's all. Yeah.
She's probably the more out there of the popular artists at the moment. But yeah, like a lot of the
that
like
being said to all the other upcoming young artists tend to start singing in that type of way now. Like they either try to sing like her or they try to sing like Charlie XCX.
Yeah, I mean Amy Winehouse when she was alive, you had all these singers wanting to sing like her. You had Duffy, you had even Adele to an extent, that didn't sound like her, but I mean, you know what I mean? Like sort of going down that rabbit hole of vocal style. Sorry, COVID. Welcome back, COVID.
Yeah. Well, like the world of indie singers where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a really hard market, but I genuinely think there's a lot of Australian music and I'm like, mate, this is like great music. But you know, in a way, it makes me feel kind of special because only I get to listen to it.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. And I guess we have to have some of our own market, don't we? So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's this week's episode.
Yeah. Well, did you think Yuri deserved to be the loser of that lip sync?
Oh, wait. Yeah, we forgot to say that. I didn't want her to go home. I actually think the lip sync was very even Stevens, but I guess you could argue that Molly's was a bit more refined.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, but yeah, I didn't want Yuri to go home, but yeah, I could kind of see that. It seemed even, but like,
yeah,
they maybe took Molly's to be more. Yeah, it was more controlled.
Yeah. See you later, Yuri.
Yeah.
Very good guy.
I didn't want Yuri to go.
Oh, you missed my joke.
You're a guy, good guy, yes.
Okay. Well, good chat, Sean.
Come here and see the good. You're a guy.
Come in to see the you're a guy.
Flash the prices.
That is just for international listeners. We know the Beach Boys are not from Australia.
Yes, we know.
They're sorry.
That.
Sean thought they were Australian. Sorry, guys. No, we have a electronic store called The Good Guys where you can buy, I don't know, TVs and dishwashers, just like appliances and stuff. And they famously in the 90s and for a very long time.
Yeah, that ad was really long circulated.
That ad went on for so long, like up until like what, 10 years ago or something. Yeah. It was, they did, I guess, like a spoof of Good Vibrations
yes.
by the Beach Boys. And it was, Come in, see the good, good, good guys. Pay cash and we'll slash the prices. Good, 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 good guys. It would have been up until 10 years ago because now if you pay cash, they don't give a fuck. They're just like, we're not giving you a discount because you pay cash. You live in Australia. We can't afford anything.
Yeah, or you go in, they're like, oh, sorry, we only do card payment at this store.
Yeah. COVID. Catch up. But yeah, happy Waddle Day, Sean.
Happy Waddle Day to you too, Melanie.
I hope you have the best Waddle Day you've ever had in your whole life.
It was pretty good. First day of spring.
Yeah, it's going to piss down with rain tomorrow.
Yay.
The next 8 days, it's going to piss down with rain.
Ugh.
So hopefully the floods don't affect this podcast. Just putting it out there now.